Today, I'm delighted to be chatting to Sinead Quinn, who is from the Breffni Players Group in Carrick and Shannon. How are you doing, Sinead?
Hi, how are you doing?
Great.
Nice to join you.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. And it's great to be talking to someone from a drama group. You're actually the first person from a drama group that we're chatting with here.
Right.
Yeah. So you have a play coming up and it's called Conversations on a Homecoming. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I will, of course. It's called Conversations on a Homecoming and it's by Tom Murphy, who is a Galwegian playwright. And it's set in a rundown Galway pub in the winter of 1972,
right,
in the aftermath of Bloody Sunday. At that time, Ireland was experiencing economic decline at the time, so we had lost our sense of hope and idealism with the death of JFK in 1963. So the swinging 60s was a distant memory. So the plot centres around Michael, who was played by Oliver Allen in this production, and he's returning home from America to his hometown. And he's reunited with his friends in the White House pub, which they used to frequent in their youth.
Yeah.
So JJ, this guy who kind of modelled himself on JFK because he sort of looked like him,
right,
the owner, inspired them in their youth to live out their dreams. Now, only Michael takes heed and he follows his dream by leaving to become an actor in America.
Yeah.
And he returns, his best friend, now played by Michael McLaughlin, is left behind. And he hasn't achieved his dreams at all. He's become a non-fulfilled school teacher.
Right.
He's a failed writer. And he's engaged to Peggy, who's his long-suffering partner, for 10 years.
She's probably local as well, is she?
Yes, she's local. Peggy, in fact, is played by Etna Tansey. And I forgot to mention that Tom will be played by Michael McLaughlin.
Right.
So anyway, there's no sign of them getting married, and this is the butt of many jokes throughout the night in the pub. So Peggy had dreams of her own, too, to become a singer.
Yeah.
Encouraged by JJ, the owner of the pub, which she never realised. And then Liam, there's another character played by Martin Brannigan, has become a successful, he's become so successful. He's an auctioneer, he's a landowner, he's among many other things.
He owns the town.
He owns the town and he comes in with his keys jangling and, you know.
A bit like the Healy Rays.
Oh, I think everybody knows somebody like that in every small town. Anyway, he has set his sights on selling the White House pub.
Right.
To the highest bidder. So he has alternative motives completely, like keeping in with the missus who is now running the pub. Junior now is another very funny character, and he's played by Donald McCabe. And he's the youngest, and he's the comic. He's the one who entertains the group with his good humoured banter. And he's really, I mean, he's you get the best laugh. His lines are really funny. And then we have Mrs. now. She's played by Anita Kieran Loughran. That's JJ's wife, and she's trying to save the White House, her livelihood. And while JJ has gone AWOL, JJ has disappeared. He has problems, and you know that comes to light over the course of the play. And their daughter Anne is played by Aoife Roddy, and she's a local from Boyle, and she's been in many like different productions, musical involved, and she's just joined us in the last 2 years.
Right. So when is it actually on, Sinead?
It is on in the dock, and that would be this Tuesday. In fact, we're busy putting the finishing touches on it, and we had a dress rehearsal there recently, and it's on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And
that's Tuesday next week, is it?
Next Tuesday, 27th.
Great.
To the 31st. That's Saturday night. So it's five nights running, so we're going to be pretty busy, and we expect a full house. I think it's selling very well at the minute.
Right.
You know, a Tuesday and Wednesday.
What time is it on?
8 o'clock.
And how long is the play?
The play itself, when I say it's a one act play, it's a full length like a play, as in it goes on for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
There's no break because it's set in real time. You won't be able to pop off to the toilet or anything. So, you know, there's even the actors themselves who are going to be actually drinking on the stage. They're not going to be going anywhere. They'll come and go, leaving to, the other side of the pub, but coming back again. But it for that reason, we didn't want to have a break because it's real life. You feel like you're a part of.
You're just completely involved in it.
You feel like you're sitting in there eavesdropping.
And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are €18.
Yeah, and where can people get the tickets?
They can be booked on the online, through the Docs website.
Yeah.
Offhand, I don't know the number, but I know you can do it through doc.ie.
Oh, they'll be able to look that up.
Yeah, but if you go through on their website, you can do it automatically from there. And any other details, we have our own Breathney Players Facebook page.
Yeah.
And that will give you all the details, even giving you some little bit of an insight into the play.
Brilliant. You know, and yeah, people can pay on the door as well.
Pay on the door, absolutely. I wouldn't leave it probably too late.
That's what I'm just thinking, if they can book ahead.
Because our last play sold out within, like, you know, a couple of weeks beforehand. And, you know, there's always disappointment then if you don't get it, you get there and, you know, you're told there's no tickets available because it's small.
I know, especially
very small venue. It's not like Rathnomen Art, their theatre in that it holds, I think 200. We have only 84 seats altogether. So that makes it a very much like an intimate setting. Like
very good.
Ideal for this particular play. Because right. You will feel like you can nearly touch, if you're in the front row, you can actually nearly touch
the person on stage.
Yeah.
So you'd mentioned a lot of different actors and characters there, and I'm sure an awful lot of work has gone into this performance.
Yes, it certainly has. I can tell you,
tell us a bit about what is involved?
Right, well, I suppose from the when I set my sights on doing this particular play, I didn't realise how difficult it was going to be. First of all, even getting the cast together, finding the men who suited the part, so we would have, you know, I would have probably overseen just the casting of the you know, getting the right people for the parts. So we held auditions, and then we needed to, on top of that, we had to plan the set design and the light and the sound, and we had to get people to do all those things. So, you know, once I had that in place, you know, we were able to start.
So as director for the project, you had to get involved in all those things.
Well, yes, and even the advertising of the play, now we're at the stage, you know, and I had to take over that too. But I've been very lucky in that I've been working alongside these fantastic actors who've given up so much time and so dedicated and committed. Even my stage managers now, Breed Stefani and Claire Unright, have been absolutely fantastic. Without them, we would have no play, you know. We all work together as a team,
yeah,
tell the story, the play, in a compelling way, and we're all involved, like, in there. We all have our parts to play, you know, and I suppose my responsibility is to guide the actors through their performances, you know, bringing the play to life. That would be my role. You know,
so there's a lot of, over a week now, how many hours would you have been putting in? I suppose there was more hours towards as it gets near the date.
Absolutely, yes. We are, in fact, this week alone now, we started, we're Monday and last night, and then we're hoping to do another dress rehearsal on Friday, and then probably Sunday will probably be our last get together, just for a quick line call, and we'll be good to go then Tuesday.
Very good. So
I think we'll never be ready. You know, there's always that thing, we're never ready. Oh, you know, we're still.
It's like people kind of trying to think it has to be perfect before I do it, or it has to be the perfect time in life before I do a particular thing. But there is no such thing as the perfect time. Just do it. You know.
No. And I suppose that you put yourself under pressure, then you want to be your very best. You never believe that you're what you've done is probably good enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I suppose with all my actors, they're incredible. They really are, because this play is not, it's definitely not the easiest of plays to put on, and it's certainly not the characters too. It's a lot of dialogue, very little action as such, and, you know, even the dialogue itself is quite, you know,
quite detailed. So it sounds fantastic, and for anyone who kind of wants to be an actor or wants to get out and meet new people, if someone is interested in joining your group, what do they need to do to get involved?
Well, if we have our Facebook page, and I'm one of the administrators on that, and I would contact me, and I would tell them about the next upcoming production. We usually, like the last time, I would have had, you know, auditions advertised on that page, and we did have new members come to us, and hopefully over the next while we get new members, you know, to join us. It's easy to get the women, but it's harder to get the men to get involved, and I suppose that's what we're looking for. We're constantly looking for new blood.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mention there to me, we were talking earlier, but just before the phone call, you have some people from Roscommon involved, have you?
Yes, we have. We're very fortunate to have, people who have been with us, joined us in the last couple of years.
Great.
And luckily they're still around.
Yeah, and it's not Carrick and Shannon isn't that far away. I mean,
I think half
of Carrick is in Roscommon anyway, isn't it?
No, it's certainly not. And we have somebody from Boyle, and we have somebody further afield. Like, we you know, it's I suppose the whole thing is, you know, we're all Roscommon neutral. It doesn't really matter if where you're from, if you want to join us and you have an interest in it or a passion for drama, you know, we're always open to new members.
Great. Well, it's been lovely speaking to you, Sinead. And as the saying says, break a leg.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
And I hope it all goes well for you. I'm sure it will.
I hope so too. And if anyone, once again, there are tickets still available. So if you want to see it, you know, it's going to be a one-off production. Like, we're not going to probably do it again because our next production is Juno and the Peacock, and that's directed by Angus Dunn. And he'll be having his rehearsal shortly now, and it will be on next March. So there'll be nothing on in between. So if you want to see it, now's the time.
Now is the time.
Book your ticket, yeah.
Well, I'm sure they will. It's been great chatting to you, Sinead. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mary, for the time.
Not at all.
Thank you.